Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Merle Exit. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a little warmer out here today. Just a bit. And I'm here in Queens, New York City. It is 3:30 p.m. And my show is about art and music. Well, Queensboro Performing Arts Center. That's located at Queensboro Community College in Queens, has a lineup of performances for this coming season. Great lineup. One of the performances is called Artrageous, and I guess it's a combination of music and art. Well, I don't know what this is all about, but looks like Lori Francis and or John DeWolf will be calling in to give us the answers. Then after that, we're going to go to fashion art. Artist Nina Edwards. Nina Edwards. Will be presenting her fashion illustrations in New York City's Garment District on Friday, February 24th. And she will tell us about her art and what has led up to her being an artist. We're going to have art curator Lucia Lee, who will also be talking with us, and off getting out the message to Taiwan. Well, since this is internet, she will be talking, I think, in Mandarin to the people in China, but China, so in China, can listen to it. Anyway, so before anything, of course, word from our sponsor.
Hey, Martha, why do you smile? I was just thinking, I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronniebrook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat, from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal. Our milk may get past your eyes, but certainly not homogenized. Ronniebrook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the mood for their milk. Well, to have with, okay, here's our other one.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy tale brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
And you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. And they also make these soft batch cookies. God, they're so good. Especially the double chocolate, because it's, you know, chocolate with chocolate chips. Well, I won't even go into that. Oh, wait a minute. I have to clear the drool from the sides of my mouth. Okay. Now I can do that. Still waiting for the call in. So let's see if I can. Let me. Might as well have a song on this day of what's going on. I won't even go into that, you know. But let's see. This happens to be one of my favorites.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be your prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
La luce che tu dai. Nel cuore resterà, a ricordarci te, l'eterna stella sei, nella mia preghiera, quanta fede c'è.
We'll find
dentro te. us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. Se la fede c'è, fai a che noi sento che ci sa.
Your hands in the face, what I time just carries on. And all that she thought was wrong is pure again. You can't hide forever from the
National Ballet, that's bringing Swan Lake. They have the new Shanghai Circus that's going to be performing no animals, acrobatic feats, athletics, the fly in the face of gravity and contortionists. And yeah, call it like post-celebration of Lunar New Year. Now, also coming up, like Billy Porter is going to be performing. Billy Porter from Kinky Boots. And in May, looks like in May, we got Vanessa Williams is going to be performing as well. This is the, okay, I was about to tell you about Artrageous, but that's what I'm waiting for. This group is from New Mexico. And hopefully I can get the info. Well, worst case scenario, I call up QPAC and I'll get the info about it. I just get the sense that, as they sing, they're, it looks like that they're tossing paint, and the paint will, I think, for instance, this is what I sort of see on the website. So they may be singing a song, Frank Sinatra song, and then after the, somehow with the paint being tossed, you're going to see a portrait of Frank Sinatra. And I don't know, all kinds of other stuff. Sort of reminds me a little bit of Blue Man Group. Oh, Blue Man Group, I saw Blue Man Group. I got to get them on the air, too. Blue Man Group is like total, total fun. You've probably seen the guys. Yes, they are painted in blue. And the thing that they advertise so much is as they're beating drums and you see what looks like paint flying in the air. I think it's not really paint at that point, that it's water, but they have these colored lights on it, so it makes it look like that there's paint. And people in the audience, well, at least the first four or five rows, I believe, they call them poncho rows. Yes, they put them, because I think they also, well, they get wet, and they also, I think, throw food. And it's totally, it's so much fun, because these guys never talk. So you have to depend upon the expressions on their faces, which is will make you laugh. One of the things that you have to look for, well, because there's no dialogue, you get people from all over the world coming to this, you know, except there's, look at that, as they say this, I'm seeing an ad for Blue Man Group. Okay. So anyway, they have a band playing. You could kind of see them. I'm not clear how they're on the stage, but you're seeing them. It looks like through a screen. And people, they go out into the audience. They bring up a couple of people from the audience. It's great music. They put out a number of CDs. It's just like, you know, like total fun. What I was going to say is the only thing you have to read, they have this like neon sign, you know, that's moving. And you have to kind of, you know, read it. It'll kind of tell you what to do, direct you to do, and things like that. And you never know whose name they may say, you know, they may say, like, you know, all of a sudden you'll see it say something like, it'll say, Merle Exit is here. And it'll make up something totally ridiculous. Like Merle Exit was the Olympic champion of swimming champion in 19 something kind of thing. And then he'll say, everybody applaud for Merle. Merle, stand up. I mean, it's really so cool that they do that as well. But as I said, it's like total fun. And it's not just in New York City. I think it probably at this point it's like all over the world, I think. So I'm just highly recommending that show. Yeah, I have to get into Manhattan because there's a lot of other shows that I need to see. I'm looking forward to it. And all right, so we have. I have a few minutes before Lucia calls in. So, let's see. I can and see what we can do. Let's do with Jim Brickman. Isn't that such a lovely song? Let's see. Well, all right. Well, maybe I'll get a little political. I guess I watched the conference. Trump had a conference with the Prime Minister of Israel. And let's start with the fact that, and I don't know what this is about, anytime Trump talks about the prime minister, his name is Benjamin Netanyahu. Am I pronouncing that wrong? But it's not about that. It's the fact that whenever Trump is referring to him, he's standing there, and he says, BB. And I don't know what that's about, but it's like, don't acknowledge, well, not don't acknowledge, you know, that's like don't honor him. And on the other hand, the Prime Minister, anytime he's referring to Trump, will say President Trump. So at least he's doing that. And the other thing is that Trump, when they're asking questions, before they ask the questions, he starts commenting about because Israel being a Jewish state, and all of a sudden Trump is chiming in saying something about the Jews have been, you know, they've done so much to the Jews and this and this and that kind of thing there, whereas when he talked about the Holocaust, didn't even mention the Jews. And right after he says this whole thing, the first thing newspaper he calls on is a Christian newspaper, and he says it's the Christian something. I thought, I thought that was like the timing. Okay. And then every time the few papers would ask a question, he would answer first, you know, as if, oh, this is my conference. Anyway, all right, let's get back to this. And instead of talking about, you Google it and you'll see what's going on. Let's go to, Lucia, do I have you on the phone?
No, this is Nina Edwards.
Oh, Nina. Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
Okay.
Great to have you. So I understand you're presenting your fashion illustrations in New York City's Garment District on Friday, February 24th.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, before you even tell me about what it is you're doing, I'd like to ask you, you know, like your background.
Okay.
Like what led you up to do the type of work that you're doing?
Okay. All right. So I graduated from FIT, Fashion Institute of Technology, and my major was illustration and specialized in fashion illustration. And then after that, I worked in fashion industry for 3 years. And then I went to California State University to get my master's degree in illustration again, and minor in graphic design. And after that, I worked as a graphic designer for 10 years. And then I moved back to New York, and I decided to become a fashion illustrator again. So I did a lot of so-called lifestyle fashion illustrations. That means I did editorial illustrations for, like Cosmopolitan magazine, Bridal Guys, you know, a lot of fashion, also 17 magazines, and some, you know, young adults book covers. But recently, I decided to go back to the fashion industry, not so much as editorial. I'm also an adjunct professor at Pratt Institute. I teach fashion illustration. And, so that's why now I'm very active in fashion shows. Can they hire me to do, to go to a show and see the collections. And then I will have to draw fashion illustration and post them in social media to help the PR firm to promote their shows. That's pretty much what I do. Okay, does that make sense? It's a long story, but anyway.
That's fine. We have time. Don't worry about being along.
Okay.
What I first want to ask you
is is this live or it's going to be for recorded?
Well, it's going to record, but yes, it is live.
Okay. It is live. Okay.
Yeah, we're live now.
So people are listening right now.
Yeah, but anybody in China can be listening. I don't know.
Okay. No, but New York, you know, people in New York, you know, are listening, right?
Oh, yeah, people in New York, the whole world's listening.
Okay, sounds wonderful.
Even Lucia, okay. She's listening, too.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm with you.
So what, the thing I wanted to ask you was, what even made you get into this?
You mean in illustration or in fashion?
Well, yeah, just your whole, like, when you were a kid, like, at what point did you decide, this is what I want to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always love to draw, like everybody else, and I am the only person in my family that's anything artistic. So I just love to draw, and luckily, I think I have some talent, and I went to FIT to study illustration, and the point is that I don't think I can do anything else. I mean, I always feel like I'm an artist. So even though now I'm a teacher, I have been teaching in New York for over 10 years, but I'm always, I'll see myself as an artist, and I'm hoping I can inspire other young artists as well.
So is there, do you get inspired by, like you're just looking at you go into a store and you see some fashions, and does that
mm-hmm.
inspire you too?
Yeah.
Will you,
Yes. The thing is that even though I call myself, I don't just do fashion illustration. I do, like, lifestyle. So I do a lot of things like between, men and women, the relationship. So when I do a lot of editorial illustrations, right? Like, for example, for Bridal magazine, they will give me a story about couples, going to honeymoons, and then the guy have to pay, it was credit card, something like that. So it's but my illustration, it will convey a story. So it's editorial, and it's about women, all the women in my art are very confident and very stylish and very powerful. I love the idea of, women, powerful women and confident women, and not necessarily in fashion industry, but they are very modern. So, yeah.
So are you from Taiwan originally?
Yes, I'm from Taiwan, yes.
Oh, so when did you come here? Like, how long have you been here?
For much, very, very long time. I came here when I was ninth grade in high school. So
mm-hmm.
So this is my home. And,
okay. So,
Taiwanese American.
Do you live in Queens?
No, I live in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Tell me about, like, what to expect at the at this event on February 24th.
Okay, there's an organization in Garment District, Midtown Manhattan. It's called Garment District Alliance. It's an organization that helps, small business, fashion business, or small or big companies, and also artists, anything to do with fashion. And they have a few public art display place, and there's a place at 38th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue. It's a window display, and I applied for that space, and I got accepted. So my watercolor and digital illustrations will be exhibit inside this window. Just think about, the window you see in Macy's. So it's a very interesting space. Yeah, it's my first time to have my work to be seen in a window. display. So it's different from gallery. So so it's quite challenging, but it's very exciting as well.
So it's not like you got to get tickets, huh?
No. no, it's just a window display. Think about, you know, Christmas time, you know, when you go to
right.
Macy's, you see a very creative window display. So that's how I want to see it. And I'm also a curator. So I curated 7 shows in last 2 years, both in America here in New York and Taiwan. So, yeah. So this is very exciting to see how my work can be, displayed inside a window. And
Lucia's time coming in. Hello, Chia.
Good.
Yeah, this is Lucia. Hello. Hi, Nina. Hi, Merle.
Hi, Lucia.
Hi.
Yeah. I just heard, listened to your conversation. It's kind of interesting. And then
right.
I just heard that the exhibit will be shown
mm-hmm.
like a display in the window, inside the window.
Yes.
Therefore,
yes.
it's supposed
mm-hmm.
to be a book space, a big piece, or that what you describe, or many small pieces of drawing, or what is the difference with the regular exhibit and your window display?
Okay, so that's why, you know, I would like to show different pieces, like different in sizes, because like I say, it's a window display, so people cannot go close. So I cannot show, you know, very tiny pieces because, you know, it's hard for them to see. But I will show like large, you know, like 18 by 24 pieces. There's one large one that's done digitally. And then I also have most of my watercolors like 11 by 14. Some of them are smaller. And I like to play, you know, the difference in sizes. And but I will frame all of them in white picture frames. So to kind of keep the, you know, keep the whole collection more cohesive.
So, let me ask you a question. As a curator, are you
mm-hmm.
curating different type of art, or are you curating the same type of art that you're doing?
For this show, or just in general?
Oh no, not for this show. You said you've curated.
Yes.
Some, you know, here and in Taiwan,
uh-huh.
you've been a curator.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm just wondering whether the shows that you've curated, are they
mm-hmm.
also have to do with fashion illustration or different
yes,
type of art?
Yes, most of them are, because I, you know, all the 7 shows, I except one huge fashion show, I was one of the exhibitors too. So most of my shows are focused in illustration, not necessarily for fashion, but illustration. And there was another show I curated last year. There were 3 of us, you know, me, you know, the fashion and travel, and the other artist, she was also a watercolor artist, but she does a lot of children's illustration. And the third artist, he was a photographer, so he exhibits, you know, travel things. So yeah, so it's not necessarily just for fashion.
Now, do you also, you have a studio?
Yes.
And
yes,
can people visit the studio?
No. You know, this is just kind of my studio is inside my house. So I do have a private, you know, student. So they come to my studio to take lessons. But it's not open to public.
Mm-hmm. How long is this display going to be? For just one?
For 1 month.
Just for that day?
No, 1 month. February 24th to March 24th. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, and the reception is next Friday, February 24th, 5:30 to 7.
Okay. And where will the reception be?
It can't be inside the window.
Yeah.
Well, there's a room right next to the window. It's inside that Garment District Alliance building. So that's the only time people can go inside the window and see my art. And then I'm planning maybe once or twice of during this whole month, I will be working inside the window because I will have an easel there. So I will be actually painting something, you know, so people who walk by, they can see my process. So I am part of this installation as well.
Are you painting in what, watercolor?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I will be painting in watercolor and standing up in front of my easel. I mean, even though I teach Photoshop as well, and I'm very good in, you know, digital art, but for the window display and for the installation, I will only do watercolor.
Oh, okay. That's fine. So
it's kind of a live performance.
Yes, live performance. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we will see. Yeah.
No.
Now, what I want to do.
Question.
Before. Do you have questions you want to ask, Lucia?
Yes, I have a question. I'm curious that when I see Nina's work, it seems that all those are beautiful illustrations of female figures are beautiful and with a very colorful fashion and style. And some fashion, to me, the pattern to me is very involved into the Taiwanese folk cultures. Is that you pick from the traditional folk culture of from Taiwan? For instance, cast the patterns or motif into your illustration.
Yes. Actually, that's for my digital art. I love to use patterns, and I'm from Taiwan. I'm very proud of my culture. I like to involve some of the floral patterns from Taiwan. You know, so that's one of the collection I did last year. And then what I'm doing right now for my watercolor illustration, I use like traditional, you know, Asian or Chinese painting, like ink painting. I use that technique inside, you know, in my watercolor. So I want to make, you know, like merging between Western and Eastern art together. So, yeah, you will see that in my exhibition, this new technique.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this. Now, Lucia, can you now do this in Mandarin? Tell our Chinese audience what this is.
It can be very brief.
Say
something.
Go ahead.
In Mandarin. Okay. 大家好。 那今天我们这个 radio show 的部分是纽约的插画家，尤其是他非常专长于绘画有关服装的设计以及服装的插画。那他的作品都融入了很多有关的不同的流行文化的元素以及民族的元素。那他的作品即将要在 这个纽约的时代广场附近的时装周的一个橱窗里面做一个展示。那下个星期开始也会有一个酒会。那Nina可以告诉大家说是好像是星期几会有一个酒会。是，2月24号星期五下午，5点半到7点。会有一个
一个茶会，然后那个就是出席者可以就是说就可以走到那个就是橱窗里面，可以比较近的看我的插画，所以希望大家能够希望能大家能够参与。
Yes, that's great. So that's mentoring part. So,
yes.
So head back to Merle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Hey, I know, how can Nina, I always curious, being a mother, being an illustrator, artist, curators, teachers, professors, and wife.
Yeah.
The all career in one person.
Sometimes
how can you manage
about
that?
Yeah.
How can you manage the time, your time, your schedule?
Well, I must say it's challenging because my kids are still young. I mean, one is going to high school and in fall, so that also involves a lot of attention, you know, since he's, you know, I just helped him apply for high school. And then my young one, she's only 7 years old. Yes, both of them are very demanding. But I think I wish I can have more time to sleep. That's the first thing. You know, I don't sleep as much as I used to be. But and also I teach. You know, this semester is better. But last semester I taught like 3 classes at Pratt. That was very, very, you know, also very demanding as well. But I think I just have to be good at managing time. I think when you become a mother, you have to be, you know. So I just have to, you know, use all the time that I have and try to get things done. So, yeah. But I think the best part is I enjoy everything I do. I love teaching. I love doing more art. And I love spending time with my children. And I love spending time with my husband. So I think that really helps because, you know, I don't think I can do anything differently because I want them all at the same time.
Yeah. I guess we'll get down there and I can, like, take some photos, put this in the newspaper.
That would be nice.
So, and now, do you have plans to do something after this one?
Well, I always have plans, but it's funny. I'm also a professor in a university in Taiwan. So I am going to teach there again in summer. I just came back last month because I supposed to teach there twice a year. And I didn't mention, I also teach licensing and copyright. So I have been doing a lot of licensing for the last 15 years, which means that, you know, I do, you know, I also, you know, greeting cards, and then I license to a big company like Target, and then they will produce into products, and then I will collect royalty. So at Pratt, I teach this class, and also when in Taiwan, I also teach this copyright because a lot of the students in Taiwan and also China, I went to China in December to teach copyright. it's a new concept for those students. So that's what I do. I'm very active in teaching.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm not going to go out to Taiwan to see you, so I guess I'll have to see you here, huh?
Yes. And then, and also I want to do more of the fashion shows. And I was invited to do a live sketch at LA Fashion Show next month.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure I could go because I already made plans to go to Paris. So, yeah. But I won't go to Paris, to LA next month. But I think I would do more, live illustrations in the future. I think that's the trend.
Do you have, this dream kind of thing of what you would, you know, where you'd like to, what you'd like to do, you know, if you've given the chance?
Mm-hmm.
Or who would you like to do the illustrations for or something like that? Do you have...
I would love to do illustration for Vogue magazine. And also cover of the new, you know, the New Yorker magazine. I'm working at it. Give me some time. I'll be there. So
good.
That's my goal. And you know, like I say, and also, you know, New York Times have a fashion and travel lifestyle section, and they have a, you know, big coverage about fashion, you know, fashion trend. So that's something I want to get into, because with my editorial background, I can definitely, you know, make fashion illustration more like telling more stories, not just of, you know, pretty faces, you know, beautiful women.
Right.
And then that's what I want to do. That's my goal. But also, I just noticed that, well, actually, here's the trend, too, because I was invited you know, because as an illustrator to sit like first row at the New York Fashion Week. And the old times will be, you know, editors from, you know, Harvard Bazaar come there to write about the show. But now, you know, those are very, you know, experienced art directors. These days, you will see a lot of young bloggers. They are sitting in the front row, and then they write about a show, and then they broadcast right away. Like they just took a picture, they film it, and post on Instagram right away. And then they get like, you know, 10,000 hits. That's just amazing how these young people replace experienced art directors. So I was sitting with these young girls, and I also learned this is how... For illustrator, that's how we promote our art these days. You really have to use social media to promote yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And they're getting younger and younger.
Well,
yeah. Like the one next to me, who she sat next to me, I think she was, you know, she was still in NYU, and then she already has like 10,000. followers, you know, in Instagram. I'm like, wow, amazing. Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to put you on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook, too. I have, like, 3,000 followers, but I think I need more.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I think I need, like, 5,000. You know, I'm working at it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the max number someone can have. And Facebook. And
oh,
I do get a job from social media. They contact me to give me, you know, assignments. So it's really helpful.
I think it's that Nina did something for Apple, right?
For what?
Last year. For the Apple store in the Central Park. Near the Central Park, the headquarters of Apple Store, you went there to be an instructor.
I'm also, you know, last year, 2006, New York Fashion Week, and they invite me to teach fashion illustration using iPad at the head, you know, quarter there, you know, Fifth Avenue, and I was the first ever illustrator to teach there. Like I say, I'm a digital artist, so I taught, you know, general audience how to use iPad. Simple iPad, you know, simple apps, and then you can draw beautiful fashion illustrations. And that was very, very well received. And then they invited me again to teach at Upper West Side Apple Store. And and then I think they asked me if I would go back to Fifth Avenue to teach again, maybe, you know, in May after they renovated their, you know, space at Fifth Avenue. So you're welcome to come. Yeah. Yes. It's very exciting.
So you're keeping busy then.
Yes, I'm always busy. But the fun thing is that the opportunity just come to me. You know, I never thought, oh, I want to teach in the Apple store. I never thought about that. But then they just found me through social media. And then what, if you do a good job, and then they will invite, you know, your clients will ask you back again. So I think that's how it works. So the most important thing is you have to put yourself out there first.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Yes.
So is there anything that you'd like to add to this?
Well, let's see. Not really. that's what I told my students, that you have to have a passion, and I definitely have passion what I do, and then work hard. That's, you know, yeah. That's what I would suggest for a new artist, yeah, or young artist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, never stop learning and always evolve, you know, try something new.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll say you have a passion for fashion.
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, because that's a trend, and I really love it. I would do it, but I don't know how much longer I would do it, because when it's, you know, fashion is very fickle. You know, when it's not fashionable to do, you know, live association, then I probably won't do it. So that's why you have to evolve. You know, you can't just do one thing, you know, and try to, you know, learn different things. So if one area doesn't work, you still have another area to back on.
Yeah. Well, it was great having you.
Oh,
I'm glad
you
that
so
you were able to share
me.
This with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that Lucia, that you were able to.
Yes,
no Chinese audience here.
Yes, it's funny. I was interviewed in Taiwan, you know, radios many times. So, you know, so that's always fun.
Yeah.
So
okay. Well, it looks like that the guest that was supposed to call in the beginning is calling in now. So I'm going to have to switch over to another part of the show that has to deal with art and music.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So it was great having you on the show.
Thank you
and,
so
much. And, Lucia, I'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Let's keep in touch. Yep.
Okay. Well, both of you, have a great day.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should add, my exhibition is at 215 West 38th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue.
Okay. I'll be putting that into the paper.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, now that you can do that, all right, let's just see. Do I happen to have Lori?
This is Lori.
What happened to you?
What happened to me? Well, I don't know what you mean. Here I am.
Now, you were going to be calling in at 3:30, or rather 1:30.
Nope, 3:30 your time, 1:30 my time.
Right, but it's now 4:30 my time. No, I mean,
it's
I started the show at 4:30.
Time.
It's what?
Oh, my. It's 1:30 my time. Something got mixed up in translation.
Forget about it. We got you now. We got you now. I got 24 minutes. So.
All right. Let's do this.
Okay. All right. So tell me about what exactly is Artrageous.
Wow. That's a big question, but I'm going to try to do it in less than 24 minutes.
Okay.
Outrageous is this magical journey through the decades, paying tribute to famous icons through live painting, live music, singing, dancing, you name it, audience interaction, highly energetic and super creative.
Yeah. So when you say, explain the part with the painting, I mean, are they like, I saw something on, I think it was America's Got Talent, of some people,
uh-huh.
like they just throwing in the paint, and that really, they're not really like going on to a canvas and painting, right?
Well, we don't paint on canvas. We actually paint on a kind of photographic paper, but that's neither here nor there. But yes, it's very much a what they call action painting or speed painting, where you're painting a life size, like giant portrait. It's our portraits are 6x6 and one is an 8x10. So painting these giant portraits live in about 6 minutes.
Oh, so is this happening, let's say, while the singer is singing?
Yes. There's a bunch of arts mixed together on one stage. So there'll be times during the show when painting is happening while singing and dancing is happening, or there's just one singer out and a painting is being painted by two painters. So we just try to mix it up and give you the most entertainment value that we possibly can.
So how is it, and you said there's, how does it involve the audience?
Well, we actually meet the audience before the show. We're out in the lobby generally, and we're passing out little things that they need for the show. One of those things is a finger light, which people use during the show just to get involved, add a little sparkle in the audience. And the other is a piece of bubble wrap. And now I can't tell you too much more about that because I don't want to give it away, because people really
okay.
need to come to the show and experience it. But it's a lot of fun. We also get people on stage with us doing some simple choreography, playing rubber guitar, and just a lot of fun.
So would you say this in terms of age range, it's between kids and adults, anybody?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep, the kids love it. The kids at heart love it. Adults love it. Everyone. Everyone enjoys a certain part of it, just because we combine so many different elements.
Now, how did this thing come about, anyway?
That's another really great question. We actually started out as a nonprofit children's theater troupe in the 80s, doing street theater in Vancouver, and then just for a love of entertainment, a love of travel. And wanting to see the world and actually reach out to communities and bring a bit of the passion that we have for the arts to communities, we kind of created Outrageous out of our roots. So we've been in the entertainment industry since the 80s, doing many different things, life-size puppetry, which we have in the show. For many, many years, we were an internationally touring show band, and then we also had a speed painting act. And then we decided recently to kind of combine all of those things together and create Outrageous. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what Outrageous, how it formed.
Is there any kind of dialogue in this other than talking to the audience?
We do talk to the audience. The dialogue is mostly through music and art, but we do a narration of a story with one of our life-size puppets.
Oh, okay. So, and who wrote this? Is this a collaboration?
It is a collaboration. We have a couple of producers, Dan Moyer and Deborah Noble, as well as some of us who have been in the troupe for many, many years, John DeWolf and myself. We all collaborate, Chris Francis also. We all collaborate and figure out what's the best idea, and best idea always wins.
How long have you been doing this in terms of, you know, finally getting Artrageous?
I mean, Artrageous,
was
created about 2 years ago, and has been touring we toured last season, and so this is our second season of touring with Artrageous. But like I said, the troupe has been together since the 80s, so we've been creating art and music together for decades.
Well, that's great. What's your niche?
I paint and I sing and I dance, but I'm also, my passion is creating the costumes and the choreography.
Oh, okay. Busy person, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all wear many, many hats. There's times when you'll see the drummer come out and paint, or you'll see the bass player doing the puppet, or one of the singers will paint or dance. Yeah, so we all wear many hats.
And as far as the music, is it like we're going to hear songs that we all know, or is there some, because you're saying it's like it's dedicated to an artist? Because in other words,
yeah.
Like I thought I saw, you know, like the Frank Sinatra or somebody.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That gets painted.
At this point, our show is all music that people will have heard because it relates to what is being painted at the time.
Okay, so that's how it works. So we'll be hearing a song either done by a singer or whatever, and then that's going to relate to what gets painted. Is that how
exactly.
that is?
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, okay. Do you ever have people like calling up? You say, all right, who would you like to see or whatever? Do you ever you know what I mean? Impromptu.
Yes. Occasionally, we'll have that. Our show is, at this point, fairly scripted. I mean, there is some play in it because every audience is different, and we rely so much on the audience to be part of the show. We occasionally will get asked to bring up a special person and have them help us sing a song, and that's always really fun.
Oh, that's good. And I understand, like, afterwards you auction off the paintings or you sell them or something?
Well, we let the theater or our performance venue decide what they want to do with it because we just donate the paintings to them. And oftentimes they will actually auction them off to raise money for their arts education program or better their theater, or often give them to a sponsor.
Oh, okay. That's great to hear. By the way, I guess you've met Susan Egan, right?
What's that?
Have you met Susan Egan?
I have not met her yet, but I hear she's an incredible person.
All right. Hint, hint, hint. She's also a singer. Hint, hint, hint.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
That is some
professional
singing.
Wanted to
Great.
Hint at that. Yeah. She may want to surprise her.
Great.
But you can't tell her that. I told you.
Hopefully she's not listening.
No, she would not. Nah, she's probably too busy to listen to this. She's very busy.
Okay, well, Susan,
yeah.
good to know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I'll, you know, now the date on this, this is what date are you doing this?
You know, I have to go look at the calendar because right now I'm in backwoods of Oregon and I'm actually surprised that I was even able to get through.
Oh, okay. I was good. Wait a minute. Here it is. Because I wrote a little something. Sunday, April 23rd.
Sunday,
so we have a
April
little while.
23rd, Bayside, New York.
Yes, that's it. I already announced that whole thing. That'll be at QPAC, Queensboro Performing Arts Center.
We're really excited to be back in New York. We love it there.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward because it's something different, you know?
Yeah, great. Fantastic. So you're going to come see the show?
Yes, I'll come see the show. It kind of
reminds
me a bit of like a Blue Man Group kind of thing where there's nothing to do but just sit back and enjoy the show and have fun. Did I lose you?
Going on. Did I lose you?
Oh, I just asked if I lost you.
Oh, I can hear you again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I keep thinking, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? As I say on the TV.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's great. I did this all because I'm almost done with the article, and then I wanted to get some quotes from somebody, and I chose you guys the performers because I think it'll be the most interesting of what's going on there. I mean, you know, they're having something different.
Yeah.
And just
we sure something, hope so. And
different and joyous.
Yes, exactly. That's such a perfect way to describe it. It's very, very joyful.
Okay. Well, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, let's see. I think that people should definitely, if they're on the fence, they should definitely come because, like you said, it's a very unique experience. It's very fun, brings out the child in you, and prepare to just have a really great time with us.
Okay. Did you? Where do you go from there, by the way?
Where do we go from? Bayside? We actually go to White Sulphur Springs, which is in West Virginia, and then we're in North Carolina, and then Georgia, and then Florida, Texas, Montana, Wisconsin, you know, pretty much all over the place.
So
we're jet setters.
If we go on your website, can we see the tour?
You can. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and your website is?
It's outrageousexperience.com.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure that, you could use this interview on your website, too.
Perfect.
Just,
that'd be great.
Will
you send me a link?
Yeah, I'll send you the link, and you can use it to however you want. It's all yours.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you kindly.
You're very welcome. And, I'll probably, when I see it, I will most likely also write it up. Because I'll be writing it up as part of the preview piece, but then because I work for more than one paper, I could write it up as reviewing piece.
You sound as busy as outrageous.
Yes, I have. I write for several newspapers. I have two blogs and a radio show.
You're kind of a rock star.
Well, and one of my blogs, by the way, just so you know, I have rubber chickens, and they have their own blog.
Oh, my. Oh, that's perfect. I love it.
Yeah. So, but anyway, all right, so it's great talking with you, and I can...
Lovely speaking with you.
Yep, and I got a deadline of Friday to get this out, which
just
is perfect.
Got in
not
under the
done.
Wire.
Yep. Okay, Lori.
Right.
So have
well,
a
thank you.
Say hello to everybody for me. There.
Will do. Thank you kindly.
And by the
can't
way,
can't wait to meet you in person.
And by the way, did you see? You saw my name, correct?
Yes.
Did you have any questions about it? That it's
Merle
Exit.
Exit. Tell me.
Did you wonder why? It's not my real name, you know.
I
changed it to
Exit. I think it was your real name, but I didn't want to be rude.
Then I changed it to Exit so I could see my name up in lights.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell that you're a really fun person, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you at the show.
Oh, yeah, me too. Okay, have a great day, and again,
thank you.
Thanks a whole bunch.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Okay, bye. Yeah,
okay, bye. Bye.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to just end the show here. Let's see, where is my music intro? I'm so glad that she called in. Better late than never, you know? It's okay. As long as we get this in here. Okay, so, all right. Have a great day. Afternoon or whatever.